Hi everyone, it's Lee from Parkview Radio. I'm here with the award-winning magician, author and artist Darren Brown.
Hello.
But how do you get your ideas? Do you treat it as like a 9-to-5 job where I'm going to think of your ideas? Or do you wake up in the middle of the night and think, right, I've got to shoot Stephen Fry? How are we going to get away with it?
It's between the two. So I normally get like a 2-week period where I have to come up with, say, an idea for a TV show. And I have a couple of people I work with. So I think things are always better if you work with other people. And then I just normally think about what feels important to me at the time. Because it takes so long to make a TV show and do this as well, do a stage show, that it has to really be something that you believe in and feel strongly about. So that helps. So I try and have an idea that makes it worth doing, but then also, particularly with the TV, a kind of a strong dramatic hook, as they call it. So like a one-line thing that you go, oh, I'll watch that because they're going to shoot Stephen Fry or whatever. But then as you watch it, there's also another kind of, reason for doing it.
And they're talking about your team, what do they think when you come down the stairs? Like, if you walk down and say, right, we're going to push them out of the building tonight. Do they think you're crazy? Or is it just how we're going to do it that there?
But it's not always me that comes up with that. We kind of come up with it between the three of us. Sometimes, actually, the best ideas often have come from... I did one show called Apocalypse, where we ended the world, it was like a zombie, wakes up in a zombie apocalypse.
And they have to run to freedom.
That's right, and that came out of us sitting around tying ourselves in knots over lots of ideas that weren't going anywhere. And then I remember I just went, oh, can't we just end the world and somebody wakes up and it's full of zombies? And then we all went, oh, that's actually quite good.
The planning stage starts after that.
Exactly, so often the best ideas are the most sort of simple but we've worked together for years, so we all think well together, and it's a really nice way of working.
Right, a lot of our students know you from your ghost train at Fort Park. We use it as our summer trip, we go to Fort Park.
Nice.
How did that come about? Did Fort Park approach you? Did you approach Fort Park?
No, they got in touch with me and they said...
How much involved in the project was you?
Completely, I wrote the whole thing. It wasn't even Fort Park, it was Merlin, which is the group that owns that,
and
Alton Towers. Yeah, everything, they own like everything. They're like Disney. It could have been anything. It could have been anything for any of the parks or some other thing on its own. It was amazing to have that kind of freedom. But I always wanted to do a ghost train, because ghost trains are always just cheesy they're certainly not scary. So the idea of doing one that could actually be scary and would be modern and different. It took 3 years.
Sorry, and how hard was it? Because like in your stage shows and your TV shows, you've got the element of surprise. Still an element of surprise with the ghost train. How hard was it to relay that? Because obviously you feed off the crowd or off your participants. You can't do that on the ghost train. So how hard was it to...
It is difficult. There are surprises in it that are disorienting. And your students will know about it if they've been on it. So I tried to make sure it was always that you couldn't ever guessed or know where it was going.
I thought I had it halfway through and then
that's good. That's good. That's really that's the main thing, I think. And then it's just trying to do something that's different and surprising. You've got to surprise people. If you don't surprise people, you're not really entertaining them.
Right. Right, so we had an assembly yesterday and there's some questions from our students. So what school did you go to?
I went to a school called Whitgift School, which is in South Croydon.
And what was your favourite lesson?
Gosh, probably art. I did art and I gave it up for A-level. I got a bit sick of it. Sick of drawing peppers. They always make you draw peppers and daffodils.
Was you a good student, or was there a lot of
I was a good student in the sense that I was quite bright and I got good marks, but I was desperate. I was really insecure, so I really kind of, which is why when I started performing, that was good for me, because it you just end up showing off. But you normally, you perform because you want to show off, but you want to show off because you're a bit insecure. Yeah. And then, if you feel like you don't quite
fit in. I sort of felt like that way. I was the class joker because always been a big size.
So you end up hitting a bit.
So I used to do it before they could get in.
Exactly.
So you always become the class joker, but inside they just said you're feeling a bit insecure.
And exactly, you do. And then also another thing that can happen is if you don't feel you fit in very well when you're young, then when you get older, you like that thing about not fitting in becomes a real strength, and you like defend it, and you find things to do that do kind of set you apart. So most performers, an artist or an actor or a performer who just had a really good time at school and was popular and fitted it. Never happens. It's always the people that have a really easy time at school that end up doing the boring jobs when they're older. It's true.
Do you have any hobbies when you're not performing?
I paint. I paint portraits. Take photographs. I've got a camera that's always with me, And I collect taxidermy, stuffed animals.
Lovely.
Got a lot of those. A lot. Too much. More
there's
than
a museum, needs. Home Fair Museum.
That's oh, yeah, that's taxidermy. Right. Yeah, that's yeah. Really, they got a lot there as well. Yeah.
No, that's really interesting. What's your favourite food?
I like Italian food. So, good pasta, that kind of thing. Love all that.
That's lovely. What's your favourite colour?
Favourite colour? I think, I like rich, like a burgundy, like a rich red burgundy, fiery. That kind of stuff, yeah.
Lovely. What's your favourite TV show other than your specials?
Oh, that's difficult. I only recently got a TV. I didn't have a TV for forever. And now, when I watch it, I only do the box set or the series things. I couldn't even tell you. I don't watch
TV. What's the last box set you watched?
The last box set I watched was the American Office, which just goes on and on and on. But I love that. So yeah, that was
okay.
That.
And what's your favourite song or music to listen to? Genre of music?
I like classical music, and I really like Bach, who was a composer in the sort of 16 and 1700s. He was, I love it, and that's kind of, I listen to it to sort of relax, I guess, and I listen to him to, I often use him in the shows as well. So yeah, Bach. It's mainly kind of dead people I like.
Okay. Right, and now we're going to play a word game, so I'm just going to give you two options. First one that comes straight into your head.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start with Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Red or black?
Red.
Night or day?
Night.
Tomato or tomato?
Tomato. I'm just saying the first one. I don't mean to, but yeah, tomato.
London or Paris?
Paris.
Football or rugby?
God, I hate both of them.
So did me. TV or stage?
Stage.
Deal or no deal?
Deal.
And one last which one I'm hoping to catch out on. Parrots or painting?
Oh, no! I'm going to go painting, I think. It had to be okay. One or the other, which is a bit sad. Tell my parrot.
Okay. Well, lovely. So that concludes the interview with Darren. It's been such a pleasure.
Nice to meet you, Lee.
And thank you guys again. Great show, and I hope tonight's performance goes well.
Thank you. Yeah, me
one
too.
One very last question before we go. Yeah, can you tell me tonight's lottery numbers?
Yes. They are...